Guys, today I have a TikTok master, an amazing person who actually, when I met this guy, there's very few people that when I just start talking to them, I get totally pumped up. But this man is one of them because he has an enthusiasm, a passion, not just for selling, not just for e-commerce, but for people and for getting together and for doing things really together and growing. And so it is my extreme pleasure to welcome Chico Guerra to the podcast today.
Thank you so much. That was such a kind intro.
It's very true, dude. Like, how many views have you generated on social media to date?
I haven't actually calculated that, but I know for one of my accounts, I've probably done like over 100 million views.
Yep. Yeah. For one account.
For one account.
And on top of that, you have many videos you make for people who literally pay you just to make you a video.
Correct. Yep.
What's the most somebody's paid you for a single video?
I think $15,000.
$15,000?
Yeah.
How long does a video like that take you to make? Like from like, hey, you get the job and you like to make it.
It depends on the client, whether like in my head, if they're a key advertiser, so big brand, you know, big corp. But, you know, if they're a big corporation, I'll spend a little bit more time, maybe like 3 to 4 hours. But normally I'm pumping out videos as fast as like five minutes to an hour.
So here we go. So you basically are paid in some cases. You might get a video for 10 grand. You bang it out an hour, bang it out in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. You're basically making anywhere between, who knows, on the range. Or even a $5,000 video, you make it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's $100,000 an hour or something. $60,000 an hour. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
As you were growing up, did you ever think you were going to be making that kind of money on like, I don't know, on anything?
To be honest, no. But when I was growing up, I had a camera in hand, like mm-hmm. since I was a kid. So I knew I'd be doing something with video.
So were cameras, I mean, look, so you're, again, guys, just to put a reference, like I'm an old fart here in this video.
You're not, though.
I was born in 90, so I'm 33. And you were born in which year?
94.
94, so you're 29 right now, mm-hmm. right? So when you're growing up, already internet and everything was already out. Like you're just, as early as you can remember, you had cameras and videos and everything, right?
Yep. Yeah, just right out of the womb, they gave me a camera. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Like Chuck Norris.
Yeah, exactly.
So what draws you to like want to do videos and like want to do this? Because again, as you're saying, this started earlier. It wasn't like one day you said, hey, I like video.
Yeah.
I've been carrying this.
Yeah. No, I mean, for me, it was just fun. Like I really just have an extroverted personality. I really like to connect with people. And first, when I picked up like an editing software, it was iMovie. My teachers gave us like MacBook laptops back in like third grade. Mm-hmm. And so I was just on that thing every single day, just like editing like the dumbest video. Like I wanted to do like dunk videos, but I'm like the shortest guy out of all my friends. So my friends would lift me up and then I'd edit me like getting lifted up and like look like I dunked something crazy. But yeah. And then when I was in sixth grade, so I was probably like what, 10 years old? I don't know. I had like my first viral video on YouTube and I was just like doing a dance like in front of a crowd.
Stop it. Literally the like,
yeah,
the famous TikTok dance. Or was it not TikTok?
It was YouTube, Crazy Frog. It was the Crazy Frog. Like was
it was trending at that time.
Yeah, it was trending and I hit 1 million views on YouTube and I was like, whoa, cool. But back then I didn't know you could make money off the platforms mm-hmm. like Vine and YouTube and stuff mm-hmm, like that. Mm-hmm. So I didn't take it seriously until, you know, like 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you've always had a passion for video. And so when did your business like journey, your entrepreneurship journey, like when and how did that start?
It's a good question. Two answers. I think it started when I was a kid. So I was talking to Luna and she was selling me her paintings this morning, which was sick. Cause I was like, dude, that was me. I was like trading cards with friends. I was selling candy uh-huh. like when I was in elementary school, all that stuff. So that wasn't necessarily the LLC business, but that was like obviously started when I was young. And then I got started selling online back in, I want to say 2017. Like, so right when I graduated college, mm-hmm. I graduated college, came out with a degree, only went to college just to play football or soccer.
Okay.
And
also you're a pretty good soccer player.
I'm okay. Yeah. Okay. I would say like my friend who plays for the professional team out here,
yeah,
way better than me.
Okay.
But no, I mean, Like, that was when my journey started. I just went to school just to play soccer because I didn't believe.
For fun, or like you were getting a scholarship or something, or what?
Yeah, I was getting paid to go. Okay. So I honestly probably would have never gone to school because I knew that I could sell. I knew I wanted to create something for myself. Mm. But like, that journey started as soon as I got out of college. And it all started on eBay, and I was importing from China.
So, okay, so you graduate college, and what's your thought? You just go, I'm going to go to Alibaba. You saw like an ad, or right. Somebody on YouTube said to sell. Like, how did you just say, I'm going to start importing?
Yeah, no, this is a good story. So, I to be honest, I started, like, went to a corporate job to sell, to get on the phone, make dials, cold calls. Mm-hmm. That got so boring within 4 to 5 months.
So you took a corporate job?
Yeah, right out of college.
Okay.
Because that's what everybody else was doing. Yep. And it was super easy, you know? But then I got real tired of it real fast. I became the second top sales guy in the company.
Dude, for real?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And then I was like, I'm making this guy so much money. Like, it was like a $500 million company.
Wow.
And I was like, dude. And I was getting paid like 40.
Could you share what the company that was, or no?
I probably can't, but
okay,
yeah.
That's all good.
But it was a tech company. Okay. Yeah. But anyways, and then so after that job, I'd hit the gym, and at the gym, I saw an acquaintance from high school, and I was like, yo, like, how you been, bro? I dabbed him up, you know? And he's like, oh yeah, you know, I've been good. I'm like, what are you doing these days? You know, it's been a while. I haven't seen you since high school. And he's like, oh man, I'm just selling vapes on eBay. Mm. I was like, selling vapes on eBay. I was like, okay, cool. That sounds amazing. And he's like,
then I guess that's legal.
I don't think it is now, but I don't know. But he was like, yeah. And I was like, dude, how much are you doing? Like a month on that. He's like, like 20K. And I was like, shut up. 20K a month on eBay. He's like, yep. And then right in that moment, it went cha-ching. You know, the eBay sound. I don't know if you ever sold on eBay. You never
I mean,
did.
I actually sell a little bit on eBay, but yeah. I haven't been familiar with that sound. I've seen the sounds.
Yeah,
I've
yeah. Heard of them. Yeah, but it was just, the, you know, that cha-ching money sound. And I was like, what was that? He's like, oh, I just sold another one. I was like, get the... You're kidding me. And he's like, yep. So then I was like, dude, like, how do I get started? You know, like, in high school, because we had imported, like, you know, different things before, but like...
You already imported stuff in high school, like for school or for business?
One of my friends was importing sunglasses, Ray-Ban dupes, like duplicates of Ray-Bans.
Okay, he's a pirate.
Yeah. And then he was selling them in person to friends and stuff, and we would sell them, but I didn't know the import process. Mm. So this guy was like, yo, just Alibaba, search for a niche, boom. So I got started. I was selling like fad products. I was selling like cell phone cases that would hold your AirPods on the back, which actually sold really well. And I was doing that on eBay, and then I sold like something that holds your phone at your neck and stuff like that. So I would bring all the packages that I would sell for the day to my office at the corporate job that I was working. And at noon was my lunch. I'd go slap labels on. I'd use the printer there because, dude, I come from zero. You know, I don't want to pay the printer money. I don't want to do anything. Okay. Yeah, I was like, I'm going to take advantage of everything they have. And I'd take out, you know, 10 to 15 to 20 orders every day. And eventually it became so good that it matched my monthly there that I was like, I need to go all in on
right.
this. So yeah, I was selling fad products, and then I eventually got into Amazon FBA, which I don't do anymore, but definitely,
I know you will be.
I will be, okay. Yeah.
After you meet me, after even if you're not doing Amazon FBA, something's wrong with you.
Yeah. So I'll be jumping back in FBA pretty soon here. But yeah, that was pretty much how I got started.
Nice, that's amazing. And so from there, you got into FBA. Oh, and you did, from there you did the blood? Or did something
yeah,
else?
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, yeah, I'll get into that. So I was selling fake blood on Amazon back in 2018. I don't know how I came about the idea. I can't remember why, but I was just like, oh, this sounds fun.
Was it around Halloween or something, or no?
It was a couple months before Halloween. Okay. And I was like, dude, I got to sell fake blood. I think it's because I looked at the search volume. I was using a software, merchant words.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like looking at the monthly search volume, and I was like, dude, I'm gonna sell fake blood. And because it was good search volume, I can't remember what it was. And so I just went to Alibaba, found a listing, designed all the packaging, and then boom, and I just imported it. And within the first month, did 40K. And I was like,
nice.
Amazon's kind of nice. Because I didn't have to go package.
Right.
You know? So I was like, this is not like eBay. This is better than eBay, you know? So I sold the fake blood. And then I got shiny object syndrome and I went over to drop shipping on Shopify.
Okay, and how did that happen? So you, well, probably it was easier because the Halloween season died out and your probably sales went down.
Exactly.
And then you're like, okay, move on to the next thing. That's probably when you had it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If you were making all that money, you probably wouldn't have switched.
40K October and then like another 40 to 50 November. And then I was like, oh, on to the next thing. Yeah.
But what about December? Was December down or something? Or you just stopped?
I sold it all out by then. So I didn't re-import.
So are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. I know. That's probably like business 101.
That's crazy.
You know, like don't do this. So, yeah.
But what were you thinking? Because I know this happens to people there. They just kind of stop. Well, even when it's winning.
Yeah.
Maybe. Did you know you were like, hey, I'm leaving this behind because I'm going to something better? Or you just did it kind of by accident? Like, how do you?
That was pretty much it. Yeah. Because on eBay, I said, I'm leaving this behind because it's fad products. It's not a brand. And I'm going on to something better.
Yep.
And I heard about FBA. Then I did, you know, a seasonal product. And I'm like, I need to be evergreen. You know, I need to have something, a brand.
But you didn't even know that it wouldn't sell in January.
I know, I didn't.
So what if it wasn't evergreen?
I don't know.
What if it was evergreen?
I don't know.
You never would have known.
Look it up. Let me know.
Because November, that's already after Halloween.
Yeah, it is a regret of mine. It was like a six-figure company in no time, you know, so.
Six-figure in 2 months, almost.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, well, you see, so good, I understand. Regret, good. Point is, guys, don't assume a product is not evergreen if you don't sell it and have it in stock. If you run out of stock in November, keep it in stock. December seems like a great time to have fake blood.
I'm a living example of this.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
So.
But at the time, what was your thought process?
So I was like.
You want to be not seasonal.
Right. And I was just like consuming tons of different content from tons of different entrepreneur creators, whether they're real or not. It's hard to tell these days. But there was one guy online and he was talking about dropshipping. And I was like, oh, sick. Now I don't have to like, you know, put a fat PO of money and, you know, just dump money into a product. Like I can test if it works first by running ads on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you know, TikTok wasn't doing ads back then. But the video creation got me excited, like creating ads for my company.
And so TikTok was still around?
TikTok was still around.
What year is this approximately?
This is around 2019.
Oh, 2019. Okay, yeah. So very, very recent actually.
Yeah, so I was doing dropshipping. And I was dropshipping Black AirPods,
okay.
A few other things. But
and those are real AirPods or fake AirPods?
They were just black fake AirPods.
But it wasn't like with Apple
coming
name.
From a very similar manufacturer in China. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't like it didn't have the Apple logo, for example.
Nope.
Okay,
yeah.
Just AirPod types.
Yeah.
Pod.
I called them Bat Pods.
Okay.
Because Bat's black, you know.
Okay, sweet.
But yeah, dropshipping, you know, so I saw success with eBay. I matched my monthly at corporate. Then with FBA, I turned that almost into a six-fig company. And then with dropshipping, I did like $300,000 the first year. And I was like...
And that's just on the little headphone things?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I was like, dude, dropshipping's sick. And I learned so much about ads on Facebook and Instagram, you know, how to just...
So
like,
you walked away from Amazon entirely?
Yeah. I shouldn't have. Because
you didn't even put your Bat Pods on Amazon.
No, I didn't.
What are you thinking?
Because I thought like Amazon was going to have compliance related issues.
Oh, because okay. So basically you're hiding from Amazon essentially, hiding from Apple.
Yeah.
But realize what they do is they send you cease and desist and you stop. But also if it's not actually an AirPod, you might be fine. I mean, anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Just saying like worst case, you don't make any sales, you show it up, but then maybe you're thinking they're going to maybe go after your D2C shop or something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
guys, realize this is a normal human thing.
Yeah.
If you're doing something halfway shady, you're going to stop yourself from going after things.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, this is it's a human thing. You go you didn't even try Amazon just because thinking there's a problem.
Okay. Yeah.
Guys, realize you do this kind of stuff. If you have a product that's like that and you realize that whether you know it or not, you are stopping yourself from opportunity because you're not fully clean. So that's why I always like no giveaways, no, like keep Amazon, everything super clean, because otherwise you're stopping yourself in ways you don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Yeah. So yeah, the dropshipping did amazing. And then I wasn't selling a branded product. I was selling somebody else's product, you know, like Apple.
But I thought it was Bat, whatever.
Yeah, but like-
Did you trademark that?
No, I did not.
Okay.
You can't, I feel like with that, you can't really just like grow into a, you know, company, like an actual company. So-
I disagree.
You do? That's good.
Dude, Anchor. You know Anchor?
Yeah, but Anchor, who are they copying? Because I was copying somebody.
Anchor's copying Apple, dude. They have cables and headphones. They have the same exact products.
Yes.
They have a headphone that looks a little bit different. And it's black instead of white. And it's square instead of circle. And they're at 1.6 billion?
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
I hear you.
Just saying. Okay, but keep going. Okay, so fine. So you didn't think it was scalable, though? So that you
I didn't think it was scalable.
Okay.
So I
was just fine.
Yeah.
Switching is fine. That's not a problem.
And as you can tell throughout this story, I'm switching. And because I like to learn a lot of different things, and I'm like, okay, I feel like I learned enough. I probably didn't, but I felt like I did.
Sure, sure.
And I was like, I'm going to move on to the next thing. So with the drop shipping, my friends and I were like, dude, let's go to China. Let's like, instead of Alibaba, let's just fly to China and go to a trade show. And
I like that.
Because I love like going in and like meeting somebody and just like having that confidence that I have and just like, yo, I'm the biggest seller on Amazon. I'm the biggest, I'm in tons of retail store. Like I can do that. Mm-hmm. Like that's easy for me. And people
you're
get behind.
Meeting the people.
Yeah, meeting the people and then showing them like my enthusiasm,
history. Hey, yeah.
My history, my drive, because I really do have that. But sometimes you gotta like, you know, you gotta put smoke and mirrors, you know? So that was
some embellishment.
Yeah, exactly. Embellishment, that's a good word. So that's like my friends and I decided we're gonna fly to China and we're gonna just like find a product that's either trending or like that we feel like we can make trend.
And now in this case, when you're saying friends, it's multiple people or like,
yeah.
Was your plan you all start different businesses or you wanted to actually partner with one of these guys?
Yeah.
Or both of them?
We wanted to partner. Several.
Is it three people?
Three people it started out with.
Okay.
Yeah. So me and the two other guys. Yeah. And because one guy had ran a successful Kickstarter campaign and we saw that as another way to launch a product idea because the community on Kickstarter is like crazy. Mm-hmm. They love new products. And so we're like, dude, let's fly to China. Let's see if we can find any new products. And basically, if nobody knows this, like flying to China is actually great. It's like people think CES is great. No, CES happens in China
garbage.
First. Yeah, it's garbage.
I mean, in comparison.
Yeah, because everybody that's at CES is either rebranding a product that they went and flew to China for, or they're like, this is the one that we are already bringing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so we flew.
So you really went to the Canton Fair?
Went to a different one. It was in Hong Kong.
Really?
Yeah, because everybody goes to the Canton. But
that's true.
Have
you been to Canton Fair?
Yes, I've been like six times.
Dude, you can go there 100 times and you won't see every booth.
No,
like I mean that's the thing. So I kind of feel like even though everyone's been there, I think it's a great opportunity.
And I think you'll have analysis paralysis too, like going there.
So much stuff,
especially if you've never started a business and you're like, dude, what industry vertical do I want to go in? You know, like kitchen, gadget, tech, whatever, like fitness, like.
But Hong Kong too. So what's the Hong Kong fair?
It was Global Sources. Huh. So these guys are trying to just like, you know, go head to head a little bit.
With the Canton Fair?
Yeah.
They're trying.
Yeah, okay. Trying.
I haven't even heard of them, but now I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it seems to be more trading companies that go there, which is nothing bad against trading companies. So yeah, we flew there. We landed and it was cool to just be, you know, over in China and like see, you know, the whole landscape. But it was mind-blowing, especially for, you know, I was 23, 24 at the time, and I was like, dude, this is sick. Like, it was just opportunities upon opportunities. People had some of the craziest products. They can build amazing products. They just don't know how to market.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I feel like that's what I'm good at.
Is
like, you know, I can just make it discoverable for people. So when I was there, I found what I have now, my Shark Tank brand, which is called Zoom. So
boom, Shark Tank.
Yep.
so out of all the stuff, what happened that drew you to this, the skates, these like hoverboard skates, is that what you call them?
Yeah, we call them Zooms because I want to brand everything that comes out of my mouth for the company.
Sure.
But yeah, I was just like visually drawn to it. And I know like visuals can like, obviously they get everybody to look like the Cybertruck. Everybody's looking, everybody's taking videos. The same thing with the Zooms, like everybody gets like attracted to it, like if it has the right appeal. So I was just like, dude, I think this could be the next big hit. And
so how, like, was that how many days did you spend out on that fair?
I think we were in China for 2 weeks total, but I probably were there for 4 days.
Okay. And so how long did it take you to be like, this is it? Like day one, day two?
Dude, it was probably within the first 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you saw it and you said, okay, this is like top, and you kept looking, kept searching, whatever, or you were like, that's it, I'm done.
That's it, I'm done, but let's check out a few more. Because I felt like I could do like 100 different products and 100 different verticals, but I was still brand new to selling pretty much. So yeah, but we decided to go on that one, and then we launched it on Kickstarter, and the Kickstarter didn't blow up. It wasn't crazy, but—
What was the revenue?
It was like 25K.
25K.
Yeah. Okay. It wasn't crazy.
You started like 50K super fast, and the Kickstarter campaign is how long?
It was a month long.
Okay, month long.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so it wasn't amazing, but I still felt like I had a vision behind it.
And now you're partners with two people. It's three people now?
No, At the time, yes. At the time, I was partners with three people, and we launched on Kickstarter. Shark Tank is calling us, and I'm like,
whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, so the Shark Tank was an inbound.
It was an inbound.
You launch on Kickstarter.
Very rare.
And they call you.
Very rare. Every Shark Tanker I talk to, they're like, they called you? Yeah.
And why? Where did they sit? What was the phone call like?
So they were blasting us with emails, Facebook messages, Instagram. But I think it's a scam, you know, because everybody else like that sees you online is like, it feels like it's not real, you know? Mm. So I'm like, but the guy's like, please, he finds me on LinkedIn. He's like, look at my LinkedIn profile. I'm real. I was like, dude, you could just create a LinkedIn profile, you know?
You wrote to him though. Yeah. You told him. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, give me a call. And I was like, okay. And he called me. I'm still friends with him to this day. We have lunch anytime I go to LA, but he was like, this product is going to be amazing. Like, it would be so good on the show because he was with me in the same boat. Visual. Mm. He's like, it's so visual. It's so appealing. It's going to be fun. And he's like, you have a fun personality. And I was
he saw because you were in the Kickstarter video or what?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I bring my energy anywhere I go. So he was cool, yeah.
That's an NBC employee?
ABC.
ABC, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know. See that.
I don't even know who they're owned by, but somebody.
Okay, so his job was to find people, like a scout.
Yeah.
And he's like, Chico, you're it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, so you brought it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you accept, like how long did it take you from him calling you and you agreeing, hey, let's do this, to then getting on the show? What was that like?
Yeah, so it's about a 6-month process. So we got called in January and filmed in June. And it was just a lot of just red tape, legal work, NDAs, yada, 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 you know, stuff like that.
Okay, and then you filmed in June, but then when did it go live?
It went live 2020, October or January. So right before COVID.
So that's, wow.
Yeah.
And how long is that from the time that you got contacted?
From June to...
Oh, it was June. First, the guy reached out to you, that was when?
Right, that was January.
Okay, so it was 1 year, basically. Mm-hmm. 6 months to record and then another 6 months to release.
Mm-hmm. But okay. It's never guaranteed.
Right, never guaranteed. They might record you and then you never go up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
do you know? You don't know, actually.
Dude, it goes live. And that's it. It's actually scary. Yeah, because they told us, yeah, you know, we get about like 200 entrepreneurs or business owners out here, and probably only like, I think it was 40% actually air.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, shoot. So
I mean, that's a pretty good amount. That's almost half.
Yeah. So in my head the whole time, I'm like, what can I do to make myself either like super dumb or super smart?
Which way did you go?
I didn't want to be in the middle because I'm like, sure. I have to be on air.
You have to have a polarity.
I went super dumb.
You went super dumb.
I'm good at that.
Is that why the episode was like that? No.
Yeah, I mean,
for real, you were acting dumb
intentionally, a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then, I mean, I've seen the episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was I dumb?
You know,
you could say.
I mean, I didn't think so. I thought there was a lot of like, I don't know. I thought they were just maybe caught you off guard, but you were kind of just doing that on purpose.
Somewhat part of it, and then other part, I think I was just kind of like. Being a Hollywood studio like that, I was like, whoa, you know, like this is all these lights and all these cameras. I was talking to billionaires, you know, like I felt like I was just, you know, I started off, you know, doing eBay, Amazon FBA, drop shipping. I was like, I just found this product in China and you guys contacted me to come here. So like, why do you want to invest in my company?
So you were just shocked at why would they even want to do it? But you made a special pitch. So you talk. So, okay. Up when you went up to there. You'd already been selling. After Kickstarter, did you get sales after the Kickstarter?
Right. So it took forever to get our first like inventory in because our factory was like, dude, you don't have enough money to order an actual like MOQ pretty much. And I was like, minimum order quantity is like 500. And I was like, oh, well, we probably only have enough money for like 100, you know, or something like that. And then I was just like, dude, please. I was like, you guys met me. You know me. I need to make this happen. And so they made it happen. And it's been like really cool just like to have that relationship over the years. Just like they know who I am. They, you know, they use some of the things that I've got us into for their advantage. But it's been like, other than that, like they made it happen. And so Shark Tank was like, yeah, we won't tell you when you're going live unless 3 weeks before. And I was like, oh, shoot. Okay.
But they do tell you 3 weeks before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But for somebody who has like a, you know, 40-day lead time. Yeah. Well, I had 100 units already sold for Kickstarter revenue. And so then I had to figure out a way to.
So you didn't get back up and selling before the episode aired?
Well, because we were waiting for production to pretty much land. So when we filmed in June, we hadn't even fulfilled our Kickstarter by then.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you had no sales, really. I mean, you had Kickstarter sales, and that's it.
Yeah, but that's it. And so they were like, this is nothing. You're not a company. You're zilch. And I was like, I know. I was like, but you guys invited me here, so, you know. But I didn't say that because I knew if I said anything like that, they would have just cut out. Or
exactly.
Yeah.
So you said, like, you're right. I'm nothing. I'm a nothing.
Yeah. You know? I was like, I don't know how to start a business. And it
okay,
was good.
But so you had a vision. You shared with me your vision that you shared on Shark Tank, which they did not air.
It was crazy.
To make themselves look good. So yeah. What was your prediction that you said live on the Shark Tank that they deleted?
I really do wish they aired it because this part would have made me look smart. But this part was, because at the time, I had jumped into TikTok. 2019, it was, I think, February 2019. I was like, oh, we got to do TikTok. I was like, this is a new, sick platform. I know it's like, just impressions are crazy. Especially back in 2019, mm-hmm. You could get whatever you want.
Was it bigger then?
It was just like, they were just handing out impressions, mm-hmm. like, you know, like just free money, pretty much. So I was like, we got to do Kickstarter, or we got to do TikTok. And I think one of the questions the investors asked us, they were like, you know, what is like your selling plan? How do you expect to, you know, beat all the other sellers who are already in this category of hoverboards and things like that? And I was just like, we're going to do TikTok. And they're like, TikTok? Like, TikTok is like a dancing platform, a dancing app. And I was like, it is now, but eventually it's going to grow. And I was like, I know it's going to grow into something else. And they're like, yeah, you're not going to get sales off of TikTok. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, I didn't know what to say.
So at that point, so if they played that and they aired it, they would have made themselves look absolutely dumb.
I think
because
so.
TikTok now did like $30 billion in sales.
Yeah.
From TikTok.
Yeah.
Alone.
Yeah.
And they literally told you TikTok won't work. So talk about, listen, guys, it doesn't matter who your naysayer is.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a billionaire. They could be totally wrong.
Yeah.
If you have a vision, you stick to it. And in fact, you did end up selling a lot of these things through TikTok.
Yep, I did.
So you might have been acting dumb,
mm-hmm.
but your prediction was brilliant.
Yeah.
And if it would have aired today, everybody's saying, dude, this guy was a prophet.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy knew the future.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Yeah. So it was cool. So back in 2021, that's kind of when the journey of TikTok started. Like I had my previous.
So 2020, the Shark Tank aired in 2020.
Right.
And so then that year.
Oh, sorry. 2020 is when I was really pushing TikTok.
Okay.
I had bought out the third guy. He was like in it, but not really. He was kind of focused on his other company. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy that I was with, I bought him out like mid 2020.
Okay.
And so I just became a solopreneur mm-hmm. on it. But the impressions that I was driving was crazy. Like, and it was hard because back then there was no such thing as what we see now, which is TikTok Shop.
Mm-hmm.
But back then it was like, I had two phones, still have two phones, but I was showing people how to go to my link in my website, how to use a pay over time method, you know, like a firm afterpay or something like that. Because people were like, oh, these are so cool, but I can't afford them. Or these are so cool, I really want them. And I was like, guess what? You can actually buy them. If you go to our website, go to this part, boom, 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 put in your, you know, information, and it's going to give it to you for $30 a month. That was driving me so many conversions.
Wow.
And I was doing that on live stream. So I'd post a video. It'd go pseudo viral. Maybe it'd go viral.
And what does that mean? Like, what kind of impression are you talking about for a
pseudo viral is probably like 50K to 100K yeah. to 200K. And then viral is probably like 1 million+. So it would go pseudo viral, but I know that the algorithm wants you to have people stay on the app longer. So as soon as I saw like a video start getting traction, I'd go live and I'd start showcasing my skates mm-hmm. on live stream. And people would just jump in. I'd have like 2,000 people in my live stream.
Wow.
Yeah.
So okay. So here's let me see if I get the strategy correct.
Yeah.
When a video starts going viral, those views are happening live. Mm-hmm. Like they're happening as you see them.
Yep.
If you go live, when they're watching the video, do they get, hey, this person's live, go watch them?
Yeah. It's blinking on the screen, letting you know I'm currently live.
So that's how you get live viewers.
Yeah.
You have a video
that's
going
not
viral
the only way you get live viewers, but it's a really good way to like capture even more viewers. And I don't know what it was back then that like, just like thought this, but it was just in my mind. I was like, I need to go live. And I was like, I need to talk to these people. I need to like tell these people to buy this thing. and it worked really well. So I, like, back then it would do like 40K a month, which was great, like on the virals. And I was like, sick. Like, this is my, this is going to be my baby. And so,
you're going to tell the sharks to, like, yo, sharks, go eat, go eat mud. I don't know.
Go pound sand.
Yeah. Because, like, TikTok alone with no other marketing channel was making you a sizable amount of money.
Exactly. And the cool thing was, is, you know, I was pretty much still a broke college student. I loved burning cash for fun. Like, I was just burning the cash either on, like, a new business idea or, like, you know, just like, I don't know, because I was like, oh, I'm going to spend way more money on ads. And sometimes the ads wouldn't convert. And I'm like, oh, there goes all my money. But but I was like, yo,
TikTok loves you.
TikTok was like, TikTok's like, here's,
well, take out your money.
Here's free impressions. And that's why I love TikTok, is like, if you can make really good content, they will reward really good content. And so I was like, oh, I don't have to pay, you know, $100 CPA for this $300, $500 product. Like, I can just, like, spend my time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears on making a really good video. And if that sucks, I'll keep doing it again and again and again and again. And so, like, you know, it's been the course over since I was a kid holding a camera to, like, now figuring out, like, what works on TikTok's algorithm to actually, like, find a good performing video. And I'm still learning, learning that stuff.
Learning, but again, all the masters always learn. They keep learning. You know what I'm saying? No matter where you're at, there's always things to learn.
Yeah.
So, by the way, if you want to see, like, viral videos, go to Chico Guerra's TikTok.
Yeah.
And just go and search. Because now, after that success with your product, TikTok then contacted you.
Yeah.
Not to do private videos. Is that how you got? Is that how you got into doing videos for other people? TikTok literally said, "Yo, you're amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll give you money." Like, how was that?
Yeah, so they have a program that that at the time, back in 2022, they started it in 21, but, oh, sorry, they started it, I think in 21, but they contacted me at the end of 2020. No, they contacted me at the beginning of 2022, but I didn't see anything. Like, I usually glaze over anything that, like, seems scammy to me. So they contacted me in 2022, but I started doing it at the beginning of 2023.
Okay.
And they're like, yo, we have this program where you'll make videos for our clients that, you know, spend money on ads, and you'll take a percentage of their ad spend on what they put behind the ad that you create. You don't get any flat fee. Some you will, but most of them you won't. So you're incentivized to make a really, really good performing video. And I'm like, that's me.
I was, and
like,
sometimes you get a flat fee and sometimes you don't. So sometimes those only rev share.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. But I'm all down for the rev share more than anything, because I'm like, flat fee, it could have been, you know, maybe they paid me $500 for a video. That could have been a $5,000 video.
That's right.
You know? So I was more down for the rev share.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, at this point, I've probably collaborated with, like, over 2,000 brands in, like, different verticals, like, from gaming to dating to, you know, money to finance to, you know, a lot of these companies were digital products, but recently they started rolling out, you know, having physical
the
products
TikTok shop
on there.
Stuff.
Yep, TikTok shop stuff. So,
what is your formula to make a viral TikTok ad?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it really comes down to what already works in that vertical, because I'm like, I love video games, but I haven't played video games in a while. Maybe I'll play with my buddies every now and then, but I'm like, dude, how do these video game content creators, because I'm not a video game content creator, how do they speak to their audience to be like, yo, this new game's out, download it? I had no idea. So what I did, like what I did with my previous businesses, was buy a software that looks at existing performing ads or previously existing performing ads and look at, you know, maybe the scripting, how they filmed it, the framing, the shots, all that. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take stuff from there. I'm going to take stuff from what I know that I think works, and I'm just going to combobulate it and, you know, combine it together. So really, it's just like, it's the remix strategy is what a lot of video creators call it, is like, you know, good artists steal. I can't remember the quote, but it's like, good artists steal, great artists copy, right. I think. And so that's pretty much what you're doing, is like, how can you steal that, but put your own little mix of whatever that video might be. So that's pretty much, I feel like, anything with business in general too, you know?
And then when you make these videos, what about the time spread? So like length of time. That, you know, I've heard over and over, the very beginning of the video is everything that matters. Like, do you focus extra amount of time in the first how many seconds, or you kind of just put out a video and you just frame it on something.
Right. Yeah. So I think the hook is the most important part, because people are just, it's so easy to just go like that and swipe and swipe and swipe. So how can I have your attention for the first 1.5 to 2 seconds, mm-hmm. you know, that'll get you to like even see what the heck I'm talking about. So that part, I like, I'll probably spend the most time like figuring out, okay, what do I want to do to make this video go, you know, viral or perform well in terms of conversions for a business. So that part I'll spend, you know, I feel like every single day I'm spending time on that. I'm just watching other videos. I'm saving videos. I'm just, that's, it's like I live and breathe it just mm-hmm. for fun. Like for me, I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first 2 seconds really is like the key.
Yeah.
So you maybe spend half your time on the first 2 seconds and half the time on the rest kind of thing?
Yeah. The rest of the part is just like, okay, what are your key selling points? You know, what do you want me to get across? Or is it, do I have creative freedom? And then that call to action. That call to action is everything. You need somebody to subscribe now to the Aaron Cordova Show, and you need like that conversion, basically. You need to like, you need to tell somebody what to do, like, because people are dumb. So yeah, like yeah. they
okay, so here we're gonna do a live test right now.
Yeah.
Okay. You have this milk frother.
Okay.
Pretend it's on and it makes noise, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
This is otherwise, damn, I should probably take advantage of it with batteries.
Yeah.
But actually, I have the one with batteries. Never mind. I have the one with batteries.
Okay.
This little battery one.
Do you mainly sell battery ones or rechargeable ones?
I have a rechargeable one, but these are our main sellers. These sell okay. way more. Oh, yeah. The ones more expensive. Okay, good. So we're going to do a live demonstration. You're going to make a TikTok video on the spot, no preparation.
Okay.
You're going to sell this milk frother. You're on TikTok.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Let's see. So I need some milk, obviously, and some cappuccino or something. But I'll just be like, I'll whip out my phone, and off the dome, I can get it. I'll just be like, this is one of the most viral products on Amazon, and it's coming to TikTok Shop. And I'll be like, boom, it is a, and I'll probably have my tripod holding up, and I'll just be like, the reason why it's going viral right now is because it's an integrated milk frother that can, you know, that can. What is this called? Rotate. That can rotate at any direction that you want. So you want to hold it like this and treat it like a Vitamix, you got it. If you want to do it like this and treat it like a normal milk frother, you got it. And then I'll just talk about the RPMs on this. The repetitions per minute spin so fast that it's going to make your milk super foamy, yada, yada, yada. And so you'll have the most smoothest tasting milk in your cappuccino. So if you want to get one right now, make sure to hit that link below before it sells out. Like something like that. I don't know.
So that first second was, this is a viral video. It's like, boom, you got to hit him. You got to boom and pinch. Like, this frother's going to change your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, this
second.
Is the most so viral.
That was your loudest, at least from what I noticed. Like,
yeah.
Your biggest, like, loudest hit was at the very first. Like,
yeah, this is the most viral product on Amazon that's, like, that I just found. Like, I found it. Like, you know, like, I didn't get sent it, you know?
Right.
Because if I got sent it, they'll be like, oh, it's an ad. Yeah. But if I'm like, dude, I just found the most viral product on Amazon.
And even if you were sent it, you still find it.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, it's not a lie because someone sent it to you, like, oh, I found it in my mailbox.
Yeah, I felt it. Right? Yeah.
I mean, I'm serious. It's not a lie.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
I found it on the desk. Like,
yeah.
So,
but I'll come up with different ads. I mean, if that one doesn't work, you know, I'll try it again.
So, but a brand, when they hire you, you really make them one video or you give them, like, variations?
Depends on the brand, you know, and the budget, but I'll just be like, yo, like, if you just want one and done, we'll do it. But there's been some brands that they're like, yeah, we'll A-B test some of your variations. I'm like, cool, let's do it. And really, it all just comes down, from what I've seen, is like, what is that hook, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
like, because you need that viewer retention in order to figure out what the heck you're selling.
Right.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're doing the brand video. So if someone wants to work with you on brand video, how do they find you to just work with you? Because, I know some people. So actually, before that, let me just pause for a second. Hold your horses.
Yeah.
What is the most revenue, or like maybe if you cancel the most, like a big account that spent money with you, and how much like did they make with one video that you did?
Yeah, 15K, right?
No. How much did the brand make?
Oh shoot, they probably made like 300 to 400,000.
300, 400K.
Yeah.
So you're talking about spend literally 4% of your revenue on a video that's gonna kill.
Yeah.
And it'll give you a great return on your ad spend.
Yeah.
Right. So if someone says, yo, I want a video like that. And maybe they want to do the rev share, they want to do flat fee, they want to do something, and they have a product. How do they reach you for you to do something for like that for them?
They can go to my website. Yeah, which is garax.co, not com, co.
Why do you got a website so complicated, though? I'll put in the links.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't know. I think I want it to sound like Gary V, VaynerX, and I was like, GuerraX is kind of... Garrett, but I was like, I feel like I should just do ChicoGuerra.com instead. But
could be.
And it is available, but nobody steal it. But
get it before
I'll buy it right now. Yeah.
Yeah, you should buy it. You should buy it. I mean, it's like 15 bucks.
Yeah. You should get it, yeah. You
should get it. But okay, fine. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm not going to hate on your name. It's okay. The website name is not the video name. It's two different things. So you know Your name is amazing. GuerraX.co.
Yep.
They reach out to you and they say, how many do you accept? Like if someone says, I'm selling, I don't know, they have a frother, but it's lame and it has to, you take it anyway? Or you kind of like, how do you like vet and you kind of shoot some away? Or what's your criteria to accept the job?
Yeah, I think I turn away more people than I probably should because I'm like focused on, some of the stuff I'm currently selling for myself.
Yep.
And so that's going to be like my main driver. Because I know if I can make somebody 400K, I could have made myself a million.
That's right.
But it is fun. Like in reality, if that video can take me 5 minutes because of all the experience of my life, mm-hmm. like building up to this point to make a video that well, I'm like, well, I can just make it in like 10 minutes and I can get paid out,
Yeah. And again, if it makes them 200 grand, it doesn't matter how long it took you to make.
Exactly.
Right. This is real life, like real business. Matter. Like, I don't care how much you make. If you get me 200 grand.
Yeah.
Bro.
And the thing is sometimes like that'll just be for that one integration. And if they want, they can, get the rights to go run it on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, because all those integrations are mainly within TikTok,
Then you can pay TikTok to like, hey, let me take this and take it off the platform, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So by the way, here's a real life ad, okay? This is a huge viral TikTok creator. And right now he's running a special deal where he'll make a viral video for you guaranteed because it's done on RevShare. Or you don't pay the guy at all. So check it out. He will be stopping through this soon. Because he's getting so rich on products that he's selling himself. So get it before it sells out because he'll stop doing it.
Bam. Huh? Dude, you need to do this.
All right, but that's real. That's my real pitch.
I love it.
Click down below.
Yeah.
GuerraX.co.
Thank you.
/ Aaron Cordovas. No, I'm kidding. I don't have a landing page.
Yeah, no, you could do it. I'll give you one.
Okay. But that's brilliant though.
Yeah.
Okay. So now what's driving you in business? Why are you doing this? And not just chilling out and being like, yo, I'm making more than 100 grand a year, whatever. Like, I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm.
What's driving you?
Yeah, it's a great question. I feel like it changes throughout my life. But one of the main things is like wanting to retire my parents. My dad is the one that came over from Mexico. And this guy has just like dealt with like some of my craziest ideas to like filling up his house with like pallets of inventory. And I don't know. I get his drive. My drive from him and my work ethic from him. Mm-hmm. And like him coming into this country has given me the opportunity to do what I do today. So I think like that's one main thing. But also I just I've always loved freedom and the ability to choose what to do, what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to create a family with my wife, Ashley. And I'm
congrats, by the way, I know you recently got married.
Thank you.
Ashley's amazing. So well done.
She's great. Yeah. So I think I really just like want to be able to spend time with family because when I was a kid, as amazing as my dad was, he was always at work, always hard doing stuff. And I'm like, man, I really missed out on like close connection with my dad. And I'm like, when you get married, you think about, okay, am I going to run away from what my parents did or am I going to adopt what my parents did?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some things that I want to adopt and there's other things that, I just like don't want to do. And one of those things is like, I want to spend like a ton of time with my children when we have some, So like today we spent time with your kids and it was so much fun.
Nice. I hope I influence you. That's a recurring theme.
You do.
Recurring theme on the podcast. Like, let's have babies.
Really?
Because yes.
Yes.
Because it's a future generation. Who's going to lead the counties, the cities, the governments? Is it going to be some random person who has literally no passion or drive and had a kid by accident? And honestly, a lot of people that have kids by accident redeem themselves by being great parents. All I'm saying is that you can decide to have a good, close family and make great kids that will be the future leaders.
Yeah.
People can do that too. And personally, for me, I didn't want to have a child. And I was kind of like coerced into it by my wife, honestly.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be one of the best things that happened to me.
That's so cool.
So anyway, I'm glad that you enjoyed my children.
Yeah, and no, they're great.
If you need any like parenting stuff,
I will come to you. I mean, I'm coming to you for Amazon stuff now. Yeah, parent stuff probably like give me a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. So you want to have kids? And you want to be able to spend and have freedom.
Freedom.
Have freedom.
It's huge. Yeah.
You can pick when you want to go, where you want. You can come to Florida whenever you feel like it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think when I was in my corporate job for the 6 months that I was there, like, we were on salary and I would get all my work done within the first 2 to 3 hours, but they told me I had to be there for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this makes zero sense. Mm-hmm. I was like, if I just drove you like $1 million in revenue for the day or something, I'm like, I want to go home. Like, cause I don't care about, you know, making more money for,
yeah, yeah.
Cause I was on salary. It was weird. I didn't get a commission.
Mm.
It was, oh. You know, yeah, it was super weird, but I didn't know anything back.
You know, I think it's interesting. Cause now, do you have employees now or no? You
don't. I
have
do.
You have employees. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you give them incentives? Like, again, cause it's interesting. Cause I've been on both sides of this thing where it's like, hey, I've got all my work done. And then, you know, and also I have employees. And so it's kind of like, what I like to do is make bonuses where the person will get paid more.
Yeah.
And that way it's like you can work the full time and then if you drive it, you bring more.
Exactly.
As opposed to like, I don't know, when you like, hey, yeah. Did a great job. Okay, take the day off. But then is that like enough? I don't know.
No.
How do you do it with, do you have a certain style
of
how to like do the other side of that?
Yeah. So I have editors. I have 2 content creators right now. So they'll help me because we're doing like 100 ads a week. Like for all these companies and stuff. So, you know, I have a couple of editors, I have 2 content creators, and I tell every single one of them, I'm like, yo, if this hits a certain amount of revenue, you'll get a bonus of X, pretty much. So it's incentivizing for them because they'll essentially make more money, you know, and I'm like, great, and I'll make more money, and like everybody wins.
That's right.
You know, everybody eats.
So incentives and bonuses, but not so much like, hey, I don't know, take the day off or something. That's not so much something you're doing right now.
Well, I'm very laid back and very lenient just like as a person. So I'm just like, yo, as long as you get the work done for the week, then like we're chilling. Like if you want to go, you know, one of my employees, she goes like flies somewhere every week. And I'm like, she's like, oh yeah, I'm in, you know, New York or now I'm in LA. And I'm like, oh cool. I was like, yeah, just make sure to get me that stuff in. And she's great. She's a really good employee. And I'm like, dude, if she's happy and she can fly around the country and do what she wants to do, and yet she's still a revenue generating employee,
correct.
Then I'm like, do whatever the heck you want, you know? Yeah. So I think I got really lucky with the people that I have hired.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I mean, I think good people also attract good people, which is great.
Yeah.
So that's like a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, man. So
yeah,
what are 3 tips to go viral on TikTok?
Mm-hmm. Three tips to go viral on TikTok. Well, am I talking to a business owner? Or am I talking to, who am I talking to?
How about you give me 2 for business owners and 1 for just whatever, somebody who wants to cut videos.
Create content.
They just want to be famous.
Okay. So yeah, if you're a business owner, like I think really is showing the BTS, which means behind the scenes, show the BTS of your company, of what it takes to make, what it looks like to make a milk frother, you know? Like, so you go to a store, you go to Best Buy, you go to Target, you go to Walmart, you go and grab that product, but there's millions of other products of the same category, same like niche. And maybe they have like a little picture of them and their family on the packaging or somewhere, but how are you gonna connect with that person like at a human level? Because there's so much distance between me and Coca-Cola, me and Apple, me and Nike, you know, for example. Like, I mean, I know Nike's story now after reading Shoe Dog, but like, how do you like create that story? Because we as humans, we're just storytellers. We connect with people by telling stories. And so that would be my number one thing is like, don't necessarily focus on the fact of like trying to go viral, but talk about your story in the most mundane and basic and like really relatable way. Like people like to see the wins, but they also like to see the losses. They're like, dude, like, man, I just lost like $60,000 on this inventory because, you know, blank happened or whatever. And I'm like, oh man, like, dude, that happened to me, you know, when in 2022 or whatever, like, this is cool. This guy's awesome. I'm going to follow him. I want to, you know, follow his journey or follow her journey, you know? So I would say like more focus on like, how can you tell the story of why you created your product, why you're like chasing your industry, chasing your brand and why you're building it. And people are just going to tag along to that because that's the long-term strategy. Virality is great. It's going to get you a ton of impressions, a ton of sales, hopefully, if you have good call to actions. But like, I think what people should focus on is more like, how can they tell the story of the brand that they're building? People get inspired by you all the time. People get inspired by me. And I think what's the most important is like, you're here on the Aaron Cordova show, telling your story, telling stories of other entrepreneurs, and people are getting inspired. They're like, man, I really loved, you know, that other Amazon guy, or I really love that TikTok guy, like, I want to go and do that. You know, I've been, you know, working hard for, you know, corporate for a long time, and I'm just like tired of giving somebody else's my time, effort, and energy. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to do something for myself. And like, when you can like apply those same, that same energy into your own thing, and at the same time, just like post a camera up, like on a tripod, and tell that story, do a quick voiceover or whatever, people are going to relate. So,
love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Second tip.
Second tip for the content creator person. So figure out like what you're already passionate about, and like just go and study other masters, other creators in that niche. You know, if you like photography and you want to start, you know, growing an audience to like share your world photography skills, then go do that. But I think a lot of people need to give before they can even take. And a lot of people start their journeys out creating content on like taking from people versus like giving. And so nobody wants to, you know, watch a taker. People want to like talk to a giver. You're giving out all this Amazon amazing entrepreneurial FBA advice on this free YouTube channel.
It is free.
So this is why, again, you should sub right below, subscribe. And like, that is like how anybody should like start their content creation journey.
Mm, yeah. Amazing. Okay, last tip.
Yeah. Last tip, I would say, just have fun with it. Yeah, like,
yes!
Yeah.
I love that, boy!
Yeah, because I have fun doing what I do. Like, it's so much fun. I could, if I wasn't so driven to make a $100 million company, maybe a $1 billion company, like, I'm set. I'm chilling. I would be happy with where I'm at. But, like, it's fun. Like, for me, it's fun. Like, as a kid, I was making dumb, funny videos, whatever. And, like, still now I'm making dumb funny videos, but now I'm like getting paid to do it.
Hell yeah. I love this viewpoint. Mm. I love it so much, because what are we doing anyway?
We're
all
fun.
Here. Yeah. When you're a kid, you do funny videos.
Yeah.
Do funny videos and get paid for it. You play soccer. Okay. Play soccer professionally.
Yeah.
Do funny soccer videos. You like whatever it is. I love that idea. And I love that you're bringing that passion to the space and that you shared that with our audience.
Mm.
And then any final words for people listening to this and thinking, hey, they could do something online, social media, drop shipping, any of that thing, anything.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah, I would just say jump in. Like, I should have jumped in earlier. I should have been full force, like, immediately, because like, you can really create anything as long as you just believe it in your mind. Yeah, so just jump in and do it, and make sure you're having fun while doing it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Chico and Aaron signing out. Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
Yeah, you can find me, Chico Guerra, and just ChicoGuerraA on all platforms.
You have two A's everywhere, just because they're mistaken?
Yeah, I know, right? So, but then I have a few other accounts, and there's one, Chico_Guerra on TikTok. I just launched this one 2 days ago. I'll mainly be talking about just entrepreneurship.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because on some of my accounts, I do tech reviews and like product reviews.
Yeah.
So... You probably don't want to watch me get paid. Yeah. You know, I'll
Chico
show you.
Chico Business. Maybe you call it the Chico Biz.
Yeah. Something. But that's where you can find me. So make sure you subscribe, guys. This guy is incredible. He just shares a wealth of knowledge. And I'm so honored and glad to be right next to him. But subscribe. Give this guy some love. And yeah, I'll
let's
let you
go,
close
baby.
It. Yeah.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Good stuff, brother.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
That was dope.
Let's do it. All right. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.